In summary, what we can say is this. We have several guidelines of doing loop shaping. And this is actually quite well understood from classical control theory. That is, first of all, what we need to do is we need to shape the loop transfer function in such a way so that it has a low gain near the right hyperplane zeros. And typically, we would require that crossover frequency should be smaller, or actually half of at least a half of that, smaller than half of the right hyperplane zeros, so that we have enough stability margins. And when you have right hyperplane poles, then what you have to do is you shape the transfer function in such a way so that the transfer function has a large gain near the right hyperplane poles. And we also should avoid a very rapid transition near the crossover frequency. That means we don't want to have large slope of a near the crossover frequency that will result in large gain a higher one frequency near the crossover, also near the small gain near the crossover frequency. That's not good for the stability margin. And of course, though all this guidelines are actually consistent with the classical control theory that have been described very in very detail in, for example, in a book of Horowitz on some of the other classical control books.